I have heard of Christians long ago. They were brought before a tyrant's throne. They were told that evil would spare their life if they would renounce the name of Christ. But one by one, they chose to die for the Son of God. Oh, they will never, never deny, like a great angelic choir sing. I can almost hear their voices ring. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my strength, with all I am. I will say to honor His command, I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. Now the years have come, oh, and the years have gone, but the course of Jesus still goes on. Now our time has come, oh, to count the cost, to reject this world, to embrace the cross. And one by one, let us live our lives for the one who died to give us life. Till that trumpet sounds, oh, in that final day, let us proudly stand and boldly say, I pledge allegiance, oh, to the Lamb with all my strength, with all I am. I will seek to honor His command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb, to the Lamb of God, who bore my pain, who took my pain, my shame. I will seek to honor His command. I pledge allegiance, oh, to the Lamb. Oh, I pledge allegiance, oh, to the Lamb with all my strength. I will seek to honor His command. I pledge allegiance to the Holy Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I wanted to come and pledge allegiance also. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to, oh, to the Lamb with all my strength, with all I am. I will sing to honor His command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb.
I pledge
allegiance to the Lamb with all my strength, with all I am. I will seek to honor His command.
I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. Oh yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, oh God, your children stand before you, Lord. They pledge that allegiance, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because we look at Calvary, O Lord Jesus. Amen. And we see what, Lord, you did for us, O God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you paid a price for us, O God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, O God.
Amen.
Lord, we were slitted. Oh, death was our portion. But Lord Jesus, you took it upon yourself.
Yes, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that tonight, O Lord, as even we stand, O God, before you, we know once again it is grace that has brought us from our various homes, granted us even journey mercies, Lord. Father, we thank you, we bless you. We thank you for the day, O God, those who have been to work. Oh, we thank you for our homes. Thank you for our children.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for the sustaining power.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord, once again, another Wednesday.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we are at a place where you have placed your name. In this age that you meet with your worshippers. Oh, we thank you, the Lord Jesus. Oh, not by any merits, not by anything good that we have done.
Amen.
But Lord, we have found this favor, Lord. We thank you, we bless you, Lord. We give all the glory to you. And tonight, O Lord Jesus, we've come, O God, believing, O God, the Lord Jesus, all that you have taught for us will come to pass. And that all the Lord you've purposed for us will stand, Lord. No one can take it from us. And so, Lord Jesus, we claim them by faith in the name of Jesus Christ. That tonight, even as we turn to your word, O God, Father, we know the Lord's inspiration will come out and sweep over us, O Lord Jesus, and lift us up, O God. And even as the prayer that was offered, Lord Jesus, tonight, O God, Lord, oh, something will be said, O Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, that will be life, Lord, unto us.
We believe it, Lord.
We thank you. We bless you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we sit at your feet now,
Amen.
Lord. Speak.
Yes,
speak. Mm. And thy servants,
Amen.
Oh, your children,
Hallelujah.
We hear, Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. God, Richie, bless you for coming. How many do appreciate him? Yes, I know. I know. Tonight we have a topic here. Stir up the gift. Amen. Stir up the gift. There is something in you. There is something in me. We need to stir it up. Praise God. Let's turn to the reading of the word. First two readings. First, let's read from Deuteronomy 32, 7 to 11. And then we shall read 2 Timothy 1, 6 to 9. First reading, Deuteronomy 32, 7 to 11. Let's hear the word of God. It said, remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee thy elders. And they will tell thee when the Most High divided the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of children of Israel.
Amen.
For the Lord's portion is his people.
Amen.
Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in a waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth her over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on his wings, so the Lord alone did lead him. And there was no strange God with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fools. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Jacob, the apple of his eye. Second reading, 2 Timothy 1, 6 to 9. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of the Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which he hath given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Oh my, predestination, God knew us. Amen. Before the world began, he had already called us and put something in us. And that is what tonight we need to stir up those things that the Lord has given to us. Oh, blessed be his name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's pray once again. Heavenly Father, even as you said, as an eagle set up her nest, tonight we hear, Lord Jesus, we want to stir up our nets, Lord, and get all the loose feathers off and stir up the gifts the Lord you have given to us, Lord Jesus. We need now, Lord, the inspiration from the Holy Spirit now, Father, to quicken the gifts that are in us. That, Lord Jesus, your name be glorified. We ask the Lord, you bless your word. Oh, Lord, as we sit to your hearing, oh God, grant us, Lord Jesus, the heart, Lord, to receive, the ears to understand, the eyes to perceive. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. Shall we be seated? Oh, hallelujah. Yes, sir. Let us look at the second text before we go to the first text. Said, I put you to remembrance. Yes, Lord, we always need this remembrance. Something to what? To stir us up. Something to bring that remembrance who we are. That's what we, Lord Jesus, we are seeking from you, God. And look at verse 7. Look at verse 7. He said, God had not given us the spirit of fear. Then he said what? But of power and of love and of sound mind. Amen. And then verse 8. He said, be thou not therefore ashamed of the testimony of the Lord, nor of me, his prisoner. And then another but is there. But be thou partakers of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. Amen. And then in verse 9 also, he said he has saved us, he's called us with an holy calling, not according to our works. Brethren, not according to our works. Amen. Everything that we do, brethren, let it what? According to his will. Amen. Because the purpose of calling us is not by our own works. He's not expecting us what? To do anything of our own to glorify him. Because anything of our own doesn't do anything to God. Amen. See, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace for which he had called us. So there is something that God has given to each and every one. As long as you are a predestinated child of God, he called you for a purpose, and so he gave something to you. Amen. In the message book, Why Christ Speak, 1963, the prophet said, Moses was born in this world a gifted boy. He was born to be a prophet, a deliverer. And so you were also born for a purpose. And he said here, he said, he was born to be a prophet, a deliverer. He was born with the equipment born in him. That means he was equipped with what? That purpose of God. Oh, hallelujah. And so he said here that so also every man that comes into this world is born with what? With this equipment. That means every one of us here seated here, we have been equipped with something from the Lord. Amen. The prophet said, as I firmly believe in the foreknowledge of God and predestination. As long as there is a foreknowledge, God knows from the beginning and knows how it will end. Amen. Amen. And so he has equipped us. That's predestination, the foreknowledge of God. He's a sovereign God. Amen. So, brethren, we need to what? Stir up the gift that is in us. Amen. Amen. You see, the natural conscience is that we try to do what? We try to stir up ourselves so that we will attain some results and gain some what? Gain something, whatever we want to do. Amen. Let's take the health issue, for instance. It is common now to see young men, young women, old and old men. You see them sometimes jogging. Or some, you see them walking. Amen. We are looking at what? The natural health issues. What are they doing? Praise the Lord. They want. We have a doctoressa here. I believe she and she will tell me that what I'm saying is true. Amen. That see, they do this jogging, they do this walking because they want to stir up what the natural strength that is God has given to them. Praise the Lord. Because maybe they are feeling some weaknesses, they are feeling some sluggishness. Amen. So they do this jogging. They do this walking to what? To stir up the God-given what? Natural strength that is in them. Amen. Praise the Lord. And as they do that, as they stir up those things, it does another thing also. Whilst you are stirring up, when they are stirring up this natural strength that is in them, what does it what? It kicks off sluggishness. Amen. It kicks off what? Weaknesses. It kicks off what? Sickness. Amen. Oh, Dr. Reza, is it true? Oh, hallelujah. It kicks off what? Attacks. Amen. Praise the Lord. See? Whilst he's stirring up the natural strength that is in him or in her, at the same time, it's kicking off something else that is not needed in the body. Praise God. Hmm. But you see, some people also will spend what? Many hours in the gym. Doing pumping, and then they will come out with something like this. Here, small. Oh, see, they have deformed. That's not what? That's contrary to God. Amen. They deform the body.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So you see, women, they get shoulders like coat hangers. Oh, wow. Women, your shoulders should be what? Slouched down. A sign of what? Submissiveness. But today, they pump, then their shoulder becomes like this. They become like a man. You see? Deformity. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That is not the will of God. Amen. And the men, their waist become like this. And he brought, oh my, you are destroying what? That's not the kind of what stirring up we are talking about.
Amen.
Stirring up that to deform what? God's natural what? The way how he has made you. Amen. So if we look at the health issues and do all this jogging and walking toward to stir up the natural strength that is in us, and at the same time kicking off other things, then so is what? The spiritual also.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We need to what? Spiritually stir up the gifts that are in us.
Yeah.
And once we stir up the gifts, the spiritual gifts that are in us, it does what? It kicks off weaknesses.
Amen.
Spiritual weaknesses. Spiritual sluggishness. Amen. Spiritual illness and attacks. It kicks them off. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When the spiritual is also stirred up. And in this age, you know what? It has that spiritual attack. It has a very bad name. They call it lukewarm. In this age that we are in. That spiritual attack, they call it, that's a very bad name. They call it lukewarm. You are neither hot nor cold. That's the Laodicea spirit. Praise God. We need a stirring up, spiritual stirring up, brethren. Praise God.
Amen.
You see, the prophet said, when you get a stillborn child, the prophet said, you give him a posterior protoplasm stimulation. Amen. You know what he meant? He said, you hold the child by the leg. He said, the doctor will hold the child by the legs. That is, and give him pa, pa, pa. And then you see, ah! The child will what? Start crying. Amen. So the same thing, we need that posterior stimulation also. Praise God. A little what? Pa, pa, pa. So that we what? We keep on our what? On our toes. Brethren, if your children are just doing things that are, give them that a little posterior, what, protoplasm stimulation. A little, it won't kill them. Praise God. Pa, pa, pa. Then later, you draw, don't do that again. See, that's the way how. Give him, let's give him. Praise the Lord. He said, spare not the what? The rod. Amen. Train the child the way that he has to go. And when he grows up, he will not what? Depart from it. So take notice of posterior protoplasm stimulation. That's what the prophet said. Amen. Let me read it from the message book, As the Eagle Set Up at His Nest, 1960. He said, I can prove to you by signs that anything that doesn't move is dead. Amen. Anything that doesn't move is what? Is dead. That's right. You know, if a baby is born and he doesn't cry, he doesn't squeal, he don't do nothing, that baby is dead. That's what the matter with the church is today. See? We've got too many stillborn babies. You know what the doctor usually does? Picks him up by the heels and give him a little posterior protoplasm stimulation.
Amen.
That fixes him up just right. Amen. And what the church needs today is an all-time stimulation of the power of the Holy Ghost to come into the church and stir up everything. Tear us up. Shake us. Stir us up the nest and blow out all the loose feathers. That's what the church needs today. Amen. Is that Pentecost needs a stirring up. Amen. Blow out all the loose feathers. We are getting too much doubts amongst us, superstitions. And then the prophet said, "Oh, Eagle Jehovah, come in and stir up the nest." And the church is getting too stagnated. Yeah, better come in and stir it up. Amen. The prophet said, "Well, you say, Brother Branham, I've already got the Holy Ghost. Yeah. But it gets some loose feathers in there." Amen. Yes, we've all got what? The baptism of the Holy Ghost. But listen, said it may have some loose feathers. Amen. Praise God. So those loose feathers, that's what we are here tonight. Amen. To stir those loose feathers out. Praise God. One time the prophet was standing by what? You've heard the story already. Standing by the lake of Lake Michigan. He knows Lake Michigan all the time. He has seen it many times. When it is calm, it is just there calm. But one time when he went there, this lake was what? He said it was blasting in and blasting out. And he said not even one single water has fallen in. Praise God. Not that it was raining. Not that it was a stormy time. But what? It's just blasting in and blasting out. Praise God. The waves will come. And then it goes back and gather another speed. Brings what? And any time it comes blasting out, it comes out with what? Some loose things. Amen. It comes out with what? Maybe cans and other things people have thrown into the lakes, dirty things. It comes and throw all upon what? Upon the shore. And he said, what was what? The lake, what was it doing? He said, revival was taking place. Amen. A stirring up. Hallelujah. Throwing off all what? All the loose feathers, things that are not right, throwing them out. Amen. 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 Stirring up. Even Lake Michigan water finds himself that, no, there are many things that have accumulated in me. People have thrown a lot of dirty things in me. And I need to tear myself up and throw all of those trash upon the shores. Amen. And when it happens, yeah, the sanitarians, they will come and pick all those things and pack them away. See? The lake itself is what? He said, what does that do? It washes all the trash over the shore. Amen. That's what we need today. A good old-fashioned God-sent revival. Amen. To get doubts and trash out of our heart. And wash them up upon the shore. Amen. Amen. And forget about them. Amen. Clean the sea. The prophet said, amen. He said, that's what we need. A good old word. Dashing out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now let's look at our first reading. Amen. Let's look at our first reading. He said, remember the old days. And consider the years of many generations. And ask your father. Amen. And we have no other father to ask than what? The word of God. Amen. And he will show thee. Amen. Is it not the word that will show us? Praise the Lord. And show thee thy elders, and they will tell thee, when the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, amen. When he said what? He separated the sons of Adam. It tells you something? It tells you something?
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Amen.
Then that means there was another man who also had children. See the serpent seed here. Praise God.
Yes.
You see the serpent seed here. God separated the sons of Adam. Set a boundary for them. That means there was another man who has also children.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That proves of what? The serpent seed. There was another man. And that man also had children. And when God was thinking about his inheritance, he separated the children of Adam from some children. Hallelujah. See. And he said he set the bounds of the people according to what? The number of the children of Israel. He set boundaries. When God separates his children. Amen. And then he says what? He sets a boundary. My brother, give me Ephesians 1, 9 to 11. Let's read verse 9 first. Let's read verse 9 first. For the Lord's portion is his people. See, the Lord has his own portion.
Yes, sir.
And that is his people.
Amen.
That's what the sons of Adam. Amen. He has his own portion.
Yes.
And that Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. Praise God.
Amen.
That his own people, when he has separated them, he gives them their inheritance. That means not all are the children of God. Not all. Today, the portion of God is what? The bride. The bride, we are the portion of God. Now give me Ephesians 1, 9 to 11. Now listen here. It said, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasures, which he had purposed in himself. Not according to what? Our will. Not according to our works. But according to his own will that has been purposed in himself. For you and me. Oh, praise God. And that is what we need to stir up. Verse 10. Is that is the dispensation of the full. Is that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. 11. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance. You see? In whom we have obtained what? Inheritance. Praise God. The Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is what? His inheritance. Oh, hallelujah. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated. You see, before the foundation of the world, you have been what? Already called. And you have been equipped with something. Something is in you, my brother. Something is in you, my sister. Been predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own word, of his own will. Amen. Brethren, you see what? We are sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance. We have been sealed with that Holy Spirit, which is what? Which is the earnest of our inheritance, the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. So let's continue to the reading of our text. Verse 10. It said, he found him Who was that? Jacob. He found you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
He found you and me. In a desert land. Okay, where did God find you? Me, he found me in the stadium because I was a footballer. That's where he found me. Praise the Lord. Where did he find you? Maybe in some denominations. Hallelujah. In the streets. Then he found you. See? He was looking for your amazing grace. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He found him in a desert land and in a waste, howling wilderness. A denomination. Fairness in what? A waste, howling wilderness. A denomination. Then he led him. He led us about and instructed him. He instructed us. He kept him. He kept us. As what? The apple of his eye. Amen,
amen,
my brother, my sister. Amen. You are the apple of God's eye. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. And he said, as an eagle stir up her nest. Amen. What is he doing? When the eagle stir up his nest, what is he doing? Oh, he's trying to push off all the loose feathers, all the traditions, all the worldly things, anything that is not what right with God. He's stirring up. We are eagles. Amen. The eagle set up her nest and floated over her young ones, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, and buried them on his wings. That's what the Lord is doing for us, because he is Jehovah, Eagle Jehovah, as the prophet calls him. And we are the eagles. He's what? The Eagle Jehovah. He said, as the eagle, you see, was typing the eagle to what? To him, God himself. Praise the Lord. And so you see verse 12, he says, so the Lord alone, amen, did lead him. And there was no strange God with him. The Lord alone led him.
Amen.
The Lord alone must lead you, must lead me. The Lord alone must lead his church. No other gods, no other strange gods, any other thing that is contrary, any other thing from the world becomes what? A strange god. Becomes what? A strange god in the midst of what? Of his church. Praise the Lord. Oh, there's no mixture. Praise the Lord. We don't mix, eh? Amen. We don't need any other covering than what? The word of God. Oh, no fig leaves covering. Amen. No fig leaves covering. But the covering must be of what? The blood. Amen. Fig leaves. Just like what? When Adam and Eve found out that they've sinned against the Lord, they made fig leaves for themselves. But that anything that you do on your own accord, it becomes what? A strange god. It's no covering. Amen.
Amen.
The real covering comes from what? Comes from God.
Yes.
And it is what? It's the word. Amen.
Amen.
The blood. Unleavened bread.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, sir. What can we say again? Something that cannot mix. That tree, what do you call it? Thank you. The mustard seed. Amen. That will never mix with anything. God bless you. Praise the Lord. And said, verse 30, he made him to ride on high places. Made him to ride on what? High places. This scripture, I don't know if I can find it. Ecclesiastes 6. He said there is an error, a great error, that now the kings, the children are walking, and then, no, it's in Ecclesiastes. For that one, I remember that it's in Ecclesiastes 6. Huh? Yeah. Where is it? Ecclesiastes said, there's a great error somewhere. There's an error. Yeah. Chapter 8, verse 11. Come. Yeah, verse chapter 10. Give me chapter 10, verse 5. Here he said he made him to ride on high places. That is what? The place of the child of God. Amen. But look at here. He said, there is an evil which I have seen under the sun, as an arrow which proceedeth from what? From the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in low places. You are rich. Amen. Rich here means you are a child of God. And you are sitting at what? Low places. Why is he here? He said he had made you to ride in what? High places. Well, then it shows that there is an error. Amen. There is an error. Folly has set in great dignity. Mistake has become really big. Amen. Verse 7, he said, I've seen servants upon horses, and princes walking as servants upon the earth. Oh, my. Oh, brethren, why should we allow this? Amen. Why should we allow our servants? Every demon, every works of Satan is a servant unto us. And now they are riding what? High as princes, and we, as princes, we are walking as servants. Oh, my. Brethren, folly has set in dignity. Amen. This is an error. Because he said here, he had made us to ride on what? High places. Amen. Go back 13. He has made us to ride on the high places of the earth, that we might eat the increase of the field. And he made him to suck honey. Oh, yes, sir. Out of the rock. Oh, hallelujah. In this, we suck honey every now and then. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, I said, and oil out of the flinty rocks. Praise the Lord. Amen. Said that rock that followed them was what? Was Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Giving them what? Water. Giving them a fountain of life. Amen. So, brethren, we have been what? We have been made to ride in high places. Praise God. Amen. And so, we are like what? We are children of, we are heavenly children. Not earthly children. Just like we've read that the eagle. Amen. The eagle is a bird, just like what? The crow. But the eagle is what? It's a heavenly bird. And the crow is what? It's an earthly bird. Praise the Lord. That's what we have been likened unto. Because he, God himself, have likened himself to what? The eagle. And the prophet called him what? Jehovah. Eagle Jehovah. Amen. See? We are of the heaven. So, brethren, about the stirring up Let us look at what the prophet said here about the eagle. In the Message book, "The Eagle in Her Nest in Chicago, 1957, paragraph 8, he said, "And this great eagle that we're going to speak about, I'm going to liken it tonight unto the heritage of what? Of God." Amen. As we have already known, that we are the inheritance.
Amen.
Oh, Jacob.
Hallelujah.
My portion. The inheritance. Praise the Lord. He said the word eagle means one feeding with the beak.
Amen.
One feeding with the beak. See, God typing what? The eagle to what? Jehovah. And he has said what? He feeds with what? With the beak. Praise the Lord. And is it not the same thing of scripture? Amen. So man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. Oh, eagle Jehovah. He said the eagle means what? One feeding with his beak. And we receive the same word of God. He said, we do what? Every bread that we should what? Man shall not live by what? Bread alone. But by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. He said, God feeds his children with his mouth, with his word. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And you see, he went on to say that the eagle has what? Two great broad wings. Amen. When we read our text, he said what? It uses it to do what? It fluttereth, it spreadeth, it beareth, and it keeps. Oh, praise the Lord. And these two wings, the prophet said, they are wings for deliverance. And those two wings, spiritually typing what? It says typing the Old and the New Testament.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. And with these two great wings, the eagle can fly higher than any other bird. By that height he goes it, he's able to see farther than any living bird.
Amen.
Amen. See? He can see very far. Amen. I'll compare it to what? The barnyard hen. The highest, cock. They call it what? Cock, eh? The one that crows. The male fowl. The male fowl. The highest it can go is that barnyard that the owner have set. And he will just try, even with a real effort, before he can get on top of that fence. Then he sits there, he feels so good. Kokuroko, oh my. He cannot see even the next compound. The next compound, he can't even see there. Amen. But the eagle soars up there. Amen. He can see far. And the prophet said he had typed what? His prophets. To what? To the eagle. They can see very far. And then bring what? The words, the things that they've seen, they've received from God, they bring them to us. Oh, hallelujah. See, when you are in the plane, when there is a very good weather, you can see cities, one here, the other way. You can see very far. As long as you are out, you are airborne. But stand here. Can you see anything, even the next street? You can't see it, brethren. He said, so it is the Old and New Testament takes the Bible farther than any living book. Praise God.
Amen.
The Old and New Testament, this word of God, it can see further than any other living book. That's why it's still living. Because it's the living word of God. All the great philosophers Plato, Socrates, and all of them, their books. Oh, when I was in college, we read so much about Shakespeare. Where are their books? Praise the Lord. They are no more. Plato books, Socrates books, they are all in shelves. If some people are keeping them, they are just there for what? For decoration. But this book is still alive. Yeah. And it is being printed every year. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. It shows that these words, as he said, it never came to us. By what? By man's mind. Amen. But the holy men of God, as they were moved with the power of the Holy Ghost, they received from the mouth of God. And it's eternal. Until he comes, this book will never die. It will fit into every age. And it has fit into all the ages till today that we are in. It shows that this book is a living book. Amen. From God. All other books will pass away. So the Old and New Testament takes the Bible further than any other living book. Amen. And really, it brings us what? The life that we need. My brethren, so tonight, as I've already said, we are looking at what? The eagle. Amen. We are looking at the eagle tonight. And then in paragraph 11, he said something here. He said, I remember one time at the Cincinnati Zoo in Cincinnati, Ohio. I was looking at an eagle that had been captured. Oh, in fact, it looks really miserable. That had been captured, and it was what? One of the most pitiful sight that I've ever had the privilege of seeing. They've caught an eagle and put him in a cage. Put it in the cage. A heavenly bird. Oh, my. This great heavenly bird had been captured and netted by someone and thrown into a cage. And that poor fellow was so out of place. Oh, I love that. Amen. That poor fellow was what? Out of place. Brethren, if you are a true child of God, if they throw you to somewhere, that is what? They throw you to, let's say, into the world. Amen. You will never feel comfortable. But if you are able to feel comfortable into the world, oh, brethren, then there is something wrong. You are not truly an eagle. Amen. No, sir. Just like what? Daniel and the three Hebrew children, they were thrown into what? Into the world. Into Babylon. Into a place of what? Evil. A place where they worship what? Idols. Amen. But what did the Bible say about them? He said Daniel never defiled himself. Praise God. He stayed what? Right with what? With God. Oh, when they said, they made that decree, no one should pray. No, sir. You can't take God away from him. He was still what? Open with the windows for everyone to see, looking towards what? Jerusalem, and be praying. Amen. Amen. Nothing can what? Said that poor fellow was out of place. My brother, when we get to some time, you must be able to discern and know that you are out of place and get yourself out of that place. Amen. If you cannot discern that you are out of place, this eagle realized that he was what? Out of place. Amen. That he would jump all that was within him against what? Against the big bass, flapping his wings, only find himself back again lying on his back. Oh my. It was a pitiful sight. And that poor eagle had beaten himself to the bars until the feathers were all beat off. Praise the Lord. He wasn't what? That was not his place.
He could feel that this is not my place. That is what a true believer, a true Christian, when you are at a place, you must be able to discern that this is not my place. Let me get out of here. Praise the Lord. And you quickly do everything to get yourself out of that situation. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And then the prophet said, but brethren, that's not a sight at all. That one wasn't a sight at all. But to walk out here in the streets of Chicago and other great cities like Dublin, to walk out there and find men who are born and shaped in the image of God to be sons and daughters of God, and to find them caged by sin and habits and the cares of this world is far more pitiful shape than the eagle was. Amen. Go through the streets of Chicago, through the streets of Dublin. It's common here. We are not condemning them. But it's what? It's a pitiful sight. To see men, women that have been shaped in the image of God, but have been caged by sin, caged by habit, caged by what? The cares of this world. Till they've drunk themselves what? To a kind of drunkenness. Oh my. Said that is more pitiful sight than of the eagle. Brethren, my sister, if we have come out, if we have heard our names and we have come out, then let us what? Leave the word. Let us what? Show that, because this is the time of the manifestation of what? The sons of God. There is no other time again than this time. Praise the Lord. That something has really entered in here. He said, the outside will what? Will show that something has happened in the inside. Man was not made to be bound. See? Man is a free man. Amen. He doesn't have to be bound like that. Oh. It will take me hours to try to express the feelings in my heart. And the different things that caged men. Oh. That they have what? Denied themselves the privileges. Oh my. Man is in the image of God, and he doesn't have to be born slave to Satan. No, sir. He wasn't made to be a slave, as we read from the Ecclesiastes. Praise the Lord. You are not a slave. But you see, error. An error. That I see princes walking and servants what? Riding on what? On horses. A great error. He said, he placed in a man an immortal soul, a test to test after God. Amen. Brethren, that's where we need to check our test. Amen. Look, there it is, it happens. You got to know, you know it yourself. That there's sometimes the test that comes out of you. The test, the thing that actually tries to push you to do something. Do those things push you to do the will of God? Or it pushes you to do the things of this world? The test that God has placed in you. It's a test that you must test after him. But what he said, what have they done? This holy test, they try to quench it by what? By whiskey, alcohol, tobacco, big times, and Lazarus. How can you quench a holy test with these things? But praise be to God. We thank the Lord that He has what? Opened our eyes. He had known us before the foundation of the world. And He had called us according to His purpose. Amen. Not according to our own works. Oh, hallelujah. And so we are what? Manifesting the works of God. Oh, how can you try to quench that blessed holy test with what? With the things of the world. Brethren, let's get that thing out of our lives. Amen. Is that it will do us good to study the life of the eagle and see his makeup and pattern our condition with the condition of what? Of the eagle. Amen. Let's look at the life of the eagle and his makeup and pattern our condition with the condition of the eagle. Amen. And I hope that in this few maybe misplaced words. Okay, let me just. I said the eagle first. He does not make his nest down here on earth. Oh, yes, sir. It tells you something. The eagle, he does not make his nest on earth here. Oh, yes, sir. That's what the scripture tells us. That lay not what your treasures. Oh, hallelujah. Your treasures on earth here. Where moth do what exist. Where thieves can what? Can take away. But let's lay our treasures. Oh, hallelujah. Give me the scripture as Matthew 6:19. Let's read it. Matthew 6:19. Oh, hallelujah. He said, lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. Now, let's look at what the prophet is saying, why this heavenly bird, this eagle, makes his nest in what? High up there. Is that he makes his nest just as high in the rocks as he can get. He's a type of the church of the living God. Ye are what? City. Oh, yes, sir. Yeah. Not in a valley, but you are city where? Placed upon the mountain top. See? But set on a hill. She makes her nest way high. She does that because that the common enemy cannot find her young ones. See, praise the Lord. The enemy will not come and steal. Oh, so lay your treasures in heaven where there are no thieves, there are no moths, there are no what? There are no moths and rust to what? To corrupt them. Said the prophet said, let's look at the life of the eagle and see his makeup. And pattern our condition like what? Like the eagle. That's what the prophet is telling us this evening. Amen. He said, that old eagle is determined. I love here also. Listen closely. Paragraph 43. He said, now the old mother eagle's determined. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ is determined. Amen. That they won't get adjusted to the nest too much. Praise God. Determined that the children, the eagles, will not be adjusted too much in the nest. Amen. He does something. That is where the stirring up is coming now. God just determined that a newborn baby isn't going to get too adjusted to this world. See? That's right. He doesn't want us to get adjusted here because this is not our place. We are just passing through. We are pilgrims. Oh, there is no continuing city here, but we are seeking one to come, just like our father Abraham, seeking for that city. Oh, whose heart's foundation and whose builder and maker is God. We have no continuing city here to be satisfied here. So he's determined that we will not get ourselves adjusted to this place. So he does what? So he's going to get ready to take us onto what? A flight. Amen. That's the time the eagle, mommy eagle, does what? He stir up the nest. Amen. Stir up the nest and get all the loose feathers which they have been sleeping on and what? Feeling comfortable. Amen. Stir all those loose feathers and himself, herself also, all the loose feathers. Just stir everything. Take off all the loose feathers. Amen. Because they are going for a flight. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He's going to bear them upon their wings. Yes, sir. And maybe one trying to what? Fall, and then he has to hold one of the what? One of the feathers. It will be what? Strong to hold you. You understand it? Amen. Amen. Because if he doesn't what? Shake off all those loose feathers, one of the eagles may hold it. And what? It takes off. You understand it? You understand it? So he floated all the loose feathers off. So the ones that are remaining are strong. Amen. As the prophet said, on every word, oh, hallelujah, hangs our destination. Amen. On every word hangs what? Our destination. So you take one word, it's your destination can what? Carry you to your destination. Praise the Lord. Because already Mama Eagle have what? Stir up all the loose. There are no loose feathers here. Amen. They are all strong. I can do what? Take us onto that flight. That's what we are going. All to the rapture. Takes us to what? To the rapture. Amen. He does that, spread those and listen. Oh, hallelujah, I love it. Do you love it? Amen. Amen. So, because of time, let's just jump and go and come to, because we mentioned in our reading, we mentioned what? Jacob. So let's look at Jacob now, because our time is getting... Now, Jacob. In our reading, he said, Jacob is my portion. Let's look at it. Let's look at the reading of... Give me the text again. As verse, let's read 8 and 9. He said, the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance when he separated the sons of Adam. Amen. That we know that there was another man. If he has to separate Adam's children, then there was another man who has children also. Amen. And then he sets what? Bounds, boundary. There are boundaries for us, brethren, my sisters. We shouldn't go outside those boundaries. Amen. There are boundaries that have been set for us. We shouldn't go beyond those boundaries, brethren. My sister, let's live within our boundary. Amen. He has separated us from the world. Amen. And set that boundary for us. Amen. Set bounds for the people according to the number of the children of Israel. And then verse 9, he said, for the Lord's portion is his people, the bride. The Lord's portion is what? Is his people, the bride. And Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. Amen. He said, he found him where? Verse 10, he found him in the desert lands. He found you and me in the discos, or in the stadiums, in the denominations. Oh, praise the Lord. He found him in the desert. land and in the waste hole in wilderness. You see, in the denominations. You see. And then he led him about and he instructed him. He kept him and as what the apple of his eye. That's what the Lord does for us. Now let's look at Jacob. We all know that Jacob was what? Had loose feathers. Amen. He had real loose feathers. And he found himself that he needed a stirring up in his life. Praise God. He needed a stirring up. He believed that God was with him. But his life has what? Had been what? Mixed with all these loose feathers. Oh, praise the Lord. So one day, he needed to do something. He needed to do something. That scripture, if only I can get it. Oh, my. Genesis. Where he sent his two wives and servants and everyone across the brook. Please, can you find it for me? Eh? Yeah, Jacob. Because we need to read it, because we need it. It just came to my mind just now. Have you found it?
Jacob went his way and lived with God and Jacob
saw. It said he rose up that night and said he sent his two wives. And his servants and everything that he had, he sent them across the brook of Jabbok. Across the brook of Jacob. Jabbok. Pardon? 32, eh? Okay. Good. Good, where he wrestled with God. Good. Amen. Let's start from 22. Hallelujah. God bless you, brother. Now listen. He found out that there were loose feathers in his life and needed to shake up those loose feathers. Amen. Yeah. Brethren, that's the way how we got to ourselves, examine ourselves and know that, no, I am a child of God. These things that have been besetting me all the time, I need to make them things right. And now let's look at the way how he handled this situation. And said, and he rose up that night, took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford of Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had, all that he had, he sent everything over what? Over the brook. And what happened? And Jacob was left alone. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brethren, see how Jacob did. Everything he sent, everything. Brother, let's what? Get everything out. Amen. One day, sit down. Get everything. Lose everything. Let your mind now concentrate on him. Forget about everything. Forget about your work. Forget about your wife. Forget about your children. I'm sorry, but meanwhile, it is what? This is a battle. Praise God. For meanwhile, that period, you need it. Amen. He got them over the what? Over the brook, over the river. And he alone stayed at the other side. Amen. And he was left alone. Amen. And there, he wrestled with the man. With him until what? Until the breaking of the day. Amen. Wrestled. Trying to get all the loose feathers out of him. Praise God. My brother, we need that kind of wrestling when we want to stir ourselves up. Get yourself on your knees. Wrestle with him. Prayer. Cry unto him. Get all the loose feathers out. Oh, hallelujah. Get everything out. Let everything stay out. Keep your mind out of everything. And concentrate on him. And then wrestle with him. Shake off. Say, Lord, tonight I want to shake off all these loose feathers. This sin has been besetting me all the time. I'm trying to overcome, but it's still hanging around all the time. It comes. Oh, Lord, help me tonight. I don't need them again in my life. I don't need them again. Lord, help me. Wrestle with him. Shake off all the loose feathers. Oh, praise God. Then look at verse 27. When he has wrestled with him, and that man, the man said, let me go because the day is breaking. He said, no, I will never let you go. That's verse 26. He said, I will never let you go except thou bless me. Verse 26. I will never allow you to go unless you bless me. Praise God. So do you think God didn't know his name? God knew his name. Verse 27. God knew his name. But he asked, what is your name? Amen. What is your name? What are the things that are what besetting you? What are the sins? What was your weakness? What is your name? What is your weakness tonight? The things that what you've tried to overcome and it's still what kicking you here and there. The Lord is asking, what is your name? What is that weakness? Amen. God knew his name, but he asked, what is your name? He wanted what? Confession from his mouth. Hallelujah. Confession from his own mouth. Amen. We need to confess, brother. My sister, confession. Sincerely, genuinely. You have to do it with all your heart. Amen. Not ordinary confession, but true confession. Coming out from the deep of your heart. The loose feathers. Stirring up. What is your name? And he said, Jacob. Praise the Lord. He said, Jacob. He confessed. He told him the truth. My name is lust. My name is gossip. My name is a liar. That's my name. Verse 28. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. Amen. True confession will change. God will change everything. Because he knows that it is sincere from your heart. He will do it. Amen. He will do it. He's the same God. He's never changing. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. That attitude, that character is your name. It's a loose feather. Confess to him. Just tell him, Lord, this is my name. This is my name. This is my name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brethren, do that. Do that. Do that. Not only about what? Your sins, your character, your habits, and all that. But if you need something from God, do the same thing. Amen. You need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Do the same thing. Praise God. He will give you. He will really bless you, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Or whatever you are looking for him,
Just do that same way. He changeth not. True confession, deep from your heart. Praise the Lord. After you have wrestled with him and taken off the loose feathers. You know, in his presence alone, as the prophet said, 5 minutes Moses stayed, 10 aside, as a brother preached here, Brother Joseph preached, see? Turned aside. He turned aside from all that he was. He was what? Looking after what? The sheep of what? Jethro. But when he saw the attraction, amen, when he saw the bush burning, he turned aside from all what he was doing to focus on the attraction. Amen. Focused on the attraction. And he heard his name, Moses. Moses. Praise God. And he said, 5 minutes in his presence, he had all the knowledge of God. Just 5 minutes, the prophet said. And all what he knew about God in that 5 minutes was what? More than that 80 years, 40 years in Egypt, 40 years in the wilderness, all come together. My brother, seminaries and all those of things, kind of, God calls you and what speaks to you. 5 minutes in his presence. Brethren, will you do that one of these days in your closet? 5 minutes. Turn aside from everything and focus onto what? Onto him. Praise God. Oh, Brother George, start coming. We have only what? Just about 12 minutes. But tonight, I really wanted us all to see where we are standing. Let us go back to our homes, in our closets. Praise God. And turn aside from all other things. Amen. Turn aside from all other things. Just like Jacob was, send everything across the brook. And he was left alone. And he wrestled with him. Praise God. Stir up the gift that is in you. God has called us according to his own purpose. Not our works, but according to his works. He has called us. Let's stir up the gift. As we just read, he said, Moses, that equipment to be a prophet, to be a deliverer, was born. It was in him. He says, so also, every man that comes to God, there is that equipment in you. You, God has equipped you for a purpose. Stir up that gift. Amen. And as you stir up that gift, all what? Other things what? Begin to go off. The loose feathers begin to go off. As we typed it with what? People, health for health issues, they'll be jogging. Amen. Oh, to what? To stir up God's word. God's giving strength that are in them. Amen. And while they do that, it sends of what? Weaknesses. It sends of what? Sluggishness. It sends of attacks. Everything goes off. And then he stir up what? The health that God, the natural health that God has given to him. Let us also stir up what? The spiritual gifts that in us. It will send off every sluggishness, every lukewarmness, every what? Attacks from the enemy. Oh, praise God. And then we receive what? The Spirit of God. Stir up what? The gift that is in you. Sister, there is a gift of God in you. Stir it up. Sister Bibi, there's a gift. Stir it up. Sister, there's a gift. Stir it up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many believe that there is something in you?
Amen.
That you stir it up. One of these days, go back to your closets. Today we couldn't have sufficient time to pray. But let us stand. And let's hear what God has for us. God bless you. Bless you.
Oh, come out, come in. Kama. Spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this rock. You will never taste again. Oh, Spirit and the bride, see, come, come out, come out, come in, come out. The Spirit of Elijah turns us back. Oh, come and drink of this rock. You will never taste again. Oh, the Spirit and the bride, see, come. Oh, let him hear what the Spirit said to the church. Never fear. Oh, come and drink of this rock. You will never thirst again. Oh, the Spirit and the bride, see, come, come out. Oh, come out, come in, come out. Spirit of Elijah tells us back. Who come and drink of this rock? You will never taste again. Oh, the Spirit and the bride, see, voice is calling from heaven. Come out of my people. Be not partakers of their sins. The sins of his servant, God sees iniquities. The Spirit and the bride, come in, come out. The Spirit of Elijah turns us back. Oh, come and drink of this rock. You will never taste again. Oh, the Spirit and the bride, see, come.
Oh, the Spirit and the bride, see, come.
Spirit and the bride, see, come.
Oh, the Spirit and the bride, see, come.
Oh, the Spirit and the bride, see, come.
This moment as we're standing before him, just for the next 30 seconds, just commune with him. If there are some loose feathers, just confess to him. If you are looking for something from God, just confess to him. These 30 seconds that you are standing, think about it. And all that, the loose feathers that you want the Lord to take over, the things that you are looking from him, just think about it. We shall call our precious brother Joseph, and you raise up your hands and say, Lord, confess. Lord, help me. Lord, restore me. Lord, I've turned aside, turned from everything. I want you to stir up the gift that is in me. I know you called me, not according to my own works, but I've been doing my own works. Lord, you called me a holy calling for a purpose according to your own will. So as our precious brother Joseph comes, just lift up the loose feathers and all that you are looking forward to. Raise it up before him. God bless you.
Dear Heavenly Father, we'd like to thank you once again tonight for this privilege you give us, Lord, to come in your presence and hear from you, Lord. We believe, Lord, that you spoke to us from your throne. You saw our conditions, Lord, and you came down, Lord, to quicken us up to your word, Lord, and quicken our souls to you once again, because you didn't want us to be sleeping in this world, Lord, and far from you, from your presence. We have been created, Lord, for one purpose, just to be in your presence and manifest this presence in this world, Lord. And many times the devil has taken us far from you, Lord. In the cares of this world, many things, as the prophet put it us up, that it's a pity sight to see the children of God created in his image be trapped in the cages of this world, inhabit in evil. But Lord, we are created to be free.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are created heaven bound, Lord.
Amen.
Not earthly bound. We are called to be sons and daughters of God. And we believe that a daughter or a son of God is God himself in human flesh. It's your spirit in human being, Lord. We come, Lord, to you humbly, confessing, Lord, as Jacob confessed his name. As you told us that the name is the nature. Ask Jacob, what's your name? What's your nature?
Yes.
What's your character? What's your habit?
Yes.
He could not lie. He said, I'm Jacob. A supplanter, a liar.
Yes, sir.
But Lord, there was a chance, Lord, for him after confessing.
Amen.
You came and changed his name. Amen. You changed his nature. You change not only the nature, but only also, Lord, the way, his way of walking. He could not walk the same, Lord, as he used to walk. His walk changed. We believe, Lord, after listening to you tonight, as we go out of this place, our nature has to change, Lord. And our walk has changed, Lord, completely, Lord. We want to be in your image. We are created, Lord, to be Christ-like. To be like you, Lord. Thank you for your word. We believe that you have spoken to us. We pray, Lord, that you bless your servant and give him strength again, so that when he stand up again in front of your people, he can bless them again, Lord. Bless every one of us. We came, Lord, everyone of us, Lord, with different requests in our soul, in our heart, Lord. You know exactly what we have. There are many unspoken requests.
Yes.
We can't even have a courage to confess them, Lord. But you know, because you say, in that day, before they open their mouth, I'll answer. And this is the day, Lord. You know everything that we have upon our heart. Praise, Lord. Can you come down and grant us our request? Don't let us go out of this place as we came in, Lord. We believe that you have granted us, Lord, whatever we need in our heart, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. As we go out, go with every one of us and bring us back again. In your presence, we'll praise you again, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise away to Lord, oh Lord. Praise away to Lord.
Amen.
Praise away to Zion, praise away to Lord. Praise away to Zion. Praise away to Lord. Praise away to Zion. Oh Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God.
To you, all of us.
Yes, Lord.
are coming.